Now, Beatles movie medley you have scheduled next, and they made a couple of movies. What movie medley is this, do you know?
These are clips from a lot of different movies. I have no idea. We can just give it a whirl and see what happens.
So this is actually just clips out of Beatles movies.
I think what they did to connect these together, they probably sped up or slowed down the different parts of it so that they would all fit into the same beat.
This sounds interesting. You know, that was well done. The editing and, like you say, the pitch and everything matched on that, Glenn.
You could have used that on Beatles Night.
Yeah, we could have. I don't think Westwood One knows that exists, or they might have furnished that to me. That's pretty interesting.
That is a nice one.
Yeah.
That's on a 45 also.
Yeah, I started to say that was probably released as a single. I just don't know if it got a lot of play or not. I just don't remember.
I never heard it on the air.
I didn't either. And that's kind of interesting because it's a great production. It really is.
Yeah, KBIX has a medley on the Beach Boys.
Yes, we do.
Very similar to that.
Yes, we do. And it's fairly recent. They did that, I think, in 88 or something like that. We have on the line with us David Reynolds, who has one of the best Beatles websites around. And he's got some thoughts about that movie medley. David, say hello to Glenn.
How you doing, Glenn?
Hi, David.
That movie medley actually was played on KBIX back in the old days of, well, 82, I think is when it came out.
So it was that recent?
I'm pretty sure 82, because it was used to promote an album that was just the best of their movie songs, real music. And it got by number 13 or something like that. The actual single did.
Well, hey, so we stand corrected that it did get played by radio stations then.
Well, you know, KBIX, but... it's worth a little bit of money if you got it, though.
Yeah, okay. Thanks a lot, then, David. Hey, Glenn, he says it's worth a lot of money.
Gee, how much is...
I think I hung up on him. You wouldn't sell that, would you?
Oh, I don't know. You never know. I may have more than one copy of it.
Okay. So it was kind of like that Beach Boys medley. It was an 80s compilation of earlier songs to push an album. I think we'll go ahead and play another song before we identify the stations, if it's okay with you, Glenn.
Right. We're going to come up with Big D. Irwin and Swinging on a Star.
And you have any details about this song? I don't know Big D. Irwin.
Early 60s.
Okay. Some rare recordings, and we have Glenn Pitts with us, a record collector in Stockton, California. Now, just taking a look here at our next selection, you want to set this thing up? I remember this song a lot. In fact, it was one of those songs that was played on the radio about every hour and a half.
Well, this is Dance With Me, Henry, with Georgia Gibbs. Now, you have something else by Georgia Gibbs, and I think it's Tweedledee, isn't it?
We do have a Georgia Gibbs song. I have a couple that I play on the memory show as well, Kiss of Fire and a couple of other things she did. But Dance With Me, Henry, I think was by far her most popular record. It was a novelty song that that people played and played and played and played.
Hey, baby, what do I have to do to make a hit with you?
You gotta dance with me, Henry.
All right, baby.
Dance with me, Henry.
Don't be maybe.
Rock with me, Henry.
Any old time.
Talk to me, Henry.
Don't change your mind.
Dance with me, Henry.
All right.
You better dance while the music goes on. Roll on, roll on, roll on while the cats are bawling.
Roll on, roll on.
You better stop your stalling. It's intermission in a minute. So you better get with it. Dance with me, Henry. You better dance while the music goes on. Roll on, roll on, roll on. Henry, you ain't moving me. You better feel that boogie beat and get the lead out. You gotta dance with me, Henry. Dance with me, Henry. Rock with me, Henry. Talk to me, Henry. Dance with me, Henry. You gotta dance while the music goes on. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello.
That was Dance With Me, Henry, and of course that was in 1955, too, the same time that the Hearts of Stone was out. They were hits about the same time. Had the same kind of almost rock and roll beat in the background.
They tried, didn't they?
Yeah. They didn't want to try real hard, but they tried. Interesting time in music, I thought. 54, 55, 56, 57, right in there. A lot of different things happening.
This one's by Kathy Linden, and you had indicated to me earlier you hadn't heard this one. This one's called Billy, and this record is it's in pretty good shape, but it's just a touch rough. But it's the only one I have, and it's a hard one to find.
Okay, before we play the Kathy Linden, I recognize the name, but I don't recognize the song. So it's maybe it'll refresh me when I hear it here.
For when I walk, I always walk with Billy, 'cause Billy knows just where to walk. And when I talk, I always talk with Billy, 'cause Billy knows just how to talk. And when I die, I always die with
You know, you mentioned it. I have heard that before, Glenn, but it's been a long time ago. Like I said, Kathy Linden, I kind of rung a bell anyway. I don't know what ever happened to her.
I don't know. It's the only thing I ever heard by her, too.
And she had a sweet voice. Yeah, a little mischievous tone in it. Pretty neat.
Jerry Pippin!
Now, this fellow, Benny Bell, Glenn Pitts, he did some novelty songs besides this one, didn't he?
He did several of them.
Yeah, he was kind of the novelty guy of his time. I don't remember the exact time frame, but...
They came out on 78.
So it was fairly back. I mean, it was, what, I guess that'd be in the early 50s then? Or
either late 40s or early 50s.
Yeah. This is called Shaving Cream. And it's self-explanatory. Let's listen to it.
I have a sad story to tell you. It may hurt your feelings a bit. Last night when I walked into my bathroom, I stepped in a big pile of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. I think I'll break off with my girlfriend. Her antics are queer, I'll admit. Each time I say, darling, I love you, she tells me that I'm full of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. Our baby fell out of the window. You'd think that her head would be split. But good luck was with her that morning. She fell in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. An old lady died in a bathtub. She died from a terrible fit. In order to fulfill her wishes, she was buried in 6 feet of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. When I was in France with the army, one day I looked into my kit. I thought I would find me a sandwich, but the darn thing was loaded with shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. And now, folks, my story is ended. I think it is time I should quit. If any of you feel offended, stick your head in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen.
Oh, yeah. That was, of course, Benny Bell and Shaving Cream, Glenn. That was an early 50s song, I think, if I remember.
Yes, and his closing line says it all.
Yeah.